every chain, break every chain. In the name of Jesus, there is power. In the name of Jesus, there is break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Philippians 2, verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Man, one of these days, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee. So there's some significance in that name of Jesus. When we sing that song, there's power in the name of Jesus. I mean just that. Because I have no power. We have no power, but Jesus has the power. So that name is significant, the name of Jesus. You know, in historians, the worldview of Jesus is that he was just a religious leader and he lived and he preached around 30 AD. And they know that because the history books tells us that. They can't deny that. But they still deny the power that exists in that name. His followers, we, the followers, claim that he had the power to heal, right? We claim that, right? We claim that he has the power to heal. They did back then, 2,000 years ago, and we still do today. And that he rose from the dead after his crucifixion. We believe in that. And we believers, the Christians, in the early church, in the book of Acts, you read that they referred to him as followers of the way. That's who we are. Followers of what way? The way of Christ. Who he is. That's what I've been talking about. We follow him. We follow who? We follow what way? We follow his way. Not our way. The name of Jesus is the Greek version of the Hebrew name Yahshua, which means salvation. Amen. That name means something. The name of Jesus means something. Brought salvation to the world, brought salvation to you, brought salvation to me. So that name means something. The name indicates that it's Christ's primary role was that he was the world's Savior and not just a moral teacher. He wasn't just a prophet. He wasn't just a teacher. But he was our Savior. That name means something. You know, the Bible gives over 100 different names for Jesus. Some of them are Son of Man, the Son of God, the Prophet, the Teacher, the King of Kings, Emmanuel, the Good Shepherd, the Light of the World, the Bread of Life, the Lamb of God, our High Priest, and our Lord. Amen. That's what that name means. I want to position my life. I want to position my life in the name of Jesus. First and foremost in my life comes Jesus. The Bible says that not all will be saved. Not all will be saved, but the entire world will bow down in submission to Jesus, and every tongue will confess the name of Jesus. There are consequences when a person profanes the name of Jesus. There's many ways of doing that. It's not always with words. It can be with your life. Man, it means something, doesn't it? It means something. Exodus 20. Verse 7 says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to shout that out to the whole world. The name of Jesus is demonstrated in his salvation, and there's no salvation or hope or eternal life apart from the name of Jesus. There's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." There's many secular and religious that teach that people can earn divine favor through good deeds and being a good person. But the truth is, we can't clean ourselves up. Although we can at times, we can change things that we do and align ourselves with the teachings. But there's only one way to the Father, and that's through the power of Jesus Christ. And believing in that power. Believing in that name. Confessing that name out loud. There's no salvation or hope or eternal life apart from that. John 14, 13 says, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." When we ask things in Jesus' name, we come to him, and on the basis of our association with him, we are his children. Our relationship with Jesus gives us access to him. My children have asked me for things that I didn't give them. You think about that. Why didn't I give it to them? Maybe it wasn't bad things. It didn't have to be anything bad. Maybe it would have been beneficial, but maybe I saw the whole picture that they didn't see. I think our Heavenly Father is the same way. Sometimes we go to Him, some people say, oh, I prayed for that, and I prayed for that, and it never was answered. Well, maybe there's a reason why it wasn't answered. Paul even prayed, and here's Paul, the Apostle Paul. He prayed, he said, I went to the Lord three times. He didn't heal me of my thorn in my side, he referred to it as. So we lived with it. But he still trusted the Lord. It didn't stop him from doing what God wanted him to do, his call in his life. Our relationship with Jesus gives us access to Him. And through Jesus, we have the authority to make requests of the Father. We can ask the Father. He will bless you. But with the power of Jesus, He brings us salvation. And abundantly, that promise of that uncloudy day, that promise of heaven, that's what He's talking about. He said, you're not of this world. The things of this world, I know we exist in this world, but we're not of this world. He says, just hold on one of these days. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, and knock and it will be open to you. What? I look at that and I think, what will be open? I've asked for a lot. What's going to be open to me? What am I going to get? I'm going to open the doors of heaven to you. Come on in. When your time is over here, guess what? I open the doors to heaven to you, and you can come in, and you can sup with me, and you can live eternally here with no pain and no sorrows, no nothing. It's going to be wonderful here. That's what he's saying. Sometimes we get that mixed up. We think because of what we ask down here on earth, we don't get it. Sure, I'd like to have a new car, new truck. Nothing wrong with that, right? May not be what God wants me to have. It's not about the things of this world. It's about the eternal things. That's the whole message. It's about eternal things. We've got to ask according to His will. In prayer, we should seek His purpose instead of our own, and We have to ask, and if He says no, it's for our ultimate good. It's for our good that He says no. I'd still say there's power in the name of Jesus. I've seen people come from an illness and be prayed for. And I know it had to be Jesus because there was no other explanation for it that they were healed. I heard a testimony of somebody who died, said they saw Jesus. Told everybody in the room, first words out of his mouth, I just saw Jesus. Amen. How can I doubt that? How can I deny that? There's also persecution in that name, and I think the church is persecuted all over the world. I think we're seeing it now here in America, greater and stronger than ever before. The words of senators and congressmen that we read about and the things that they stand for. Leonard was sharing some stuff with me. They want to silence the word. They want to silence the name of Jesus. But they're fooled because you can't silence the name of Jesus. One of these days, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, and they'll know. We can look at today at Christians that are being persecuted for the name of Jesus all over the world. In Iraq and Iran and China and India, Israel, and even America. You know, the days of the early church were very, very much caught up in political, just absolute slavery. You couldn't even speak. Paul was put in prison. He was beat. I mean, you can. All the disciples, all the apostles, thousands of Christians would be gathered up just because they believed in. They would be marched out into an arena where they would turn wild animals loose and let them be torn apart. That's hard to comprehend how humanity could get to that place where they would think that was entertaining just because we believe in the name of Jesus. But Jesus said in his own words, he said, they hated me, they'll hate you like they hated me. Man, I see such hatred today just because I believe a certain way, because I stand for morality. I look at it as I stand for common sense, and I see no common sense. I think they took that word out of the dictionary. Amen? I look at it and I think, what? How can you even think that way? How can you even think that it's okay to just go to the store and buy stuff and just get rid of a baby that you just don't want when it's 8 months? I mean, I just don't comprehend those things. But I trust God. I know there's power in the name of Jesus. It brought me salvation. It opened the door for me so that when my life is over here, I will be able to walk in to heaven and see Him face to face. Walk through those pearly gates. Walk on those streets of gold. We don't know what it's going to be like. All we know is what John showed. You know, he tried to explain it to the best of his ability. Nothing like we've ever seen before. There'll be no hatred there. Why? Because God's love. And all we'll know is love. And true love. Acts 5:26 says, then the captain went with the officers and brought them within without violence, for they feared the people lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did we not strictly command you to teach, not to teach in this name? Which name? The name of Jesus. And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. They're talking about censorship. You know, there's places in the world where you can't preach about Jesus. You can't talk about it. Actually, people trying to eradicate it here in America to where I can't preach about certain things or I'll be held accountable and it'll be considered a hate crime. There's people who really believe that, and they're really trying to stop the Christian movement, but it won't work. Amen. It won't work. They can kill me, but they can't kill him again, because he's real and he's alive and he's on the throne and he's in control. Amen. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. There's a lot of people who take offense when you start talking about God and his views and the morality and his ways, and a lot of people take offense. But I believe his name convicts, and that's what brings hatred to them, because they're convicted in their heart and they don't want to admit. This world needs salvation. And Jesus left us here. And I've realized that more and more as I get older. Jesus left me here with a purpose. Not just to get up here and preach to you guys every Sunday morning and sing some songs and be happy and go home, but to share the gospel with everyone I meet and be Jesus to this lost world so that they can be brought to salvation and understand that there is power in the name of Jesus. The American culture today is increasingly opposed to this Christianity, and years ago prayer and Bible teachings were removed from our schools and in the store. Shoppers are usually greeted with Happy Holidays or Merry Xmas instead of Merry Christmas. The Ten Commandments that were displayed and even displayed in our own local school over here was taken down and has been down for a long time. Nativity scenes are taken out of the public squares because it's offensive to some people. We've been attacked in the public arena. Crosses have been taken down because they say it violates the separation of church and state, and they don't even understand. They don't even understand what our forefathers. It's been perverted. I believe the assault on the Christian values was planned systematically, and when you read, it was. They've been doing this for many years, and they've been indoctrinating in our schools and universities, and they make you take courses that they won't let you get a degree unless you pass this course. And we've allowed it to happen. And we've even paid them. Here, educate my kid. Thousands of dollars they get to preach their propaganda. Tell you that Jesus ain't real, that God is not real. But I'm telling you right now, God is real. And Jesus is the name above all names. And I will never stop preaching that. Amen. I will never stop believing in that. I'll never stop preaching it. No nation ever in history has ever been able to deny the Lord without experiencing His judgment. That's a fact. And when America turns their back on Him, I believe we're seeing it right now in America. What happens when people stop believing in the power of the name of Jesus? Luke 24:47, it says, "And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. That's where it started. He said, go into all the world, the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world, preaching, teaching, baptizing in the name of Jesus, in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Again, I say, if we don't share the gospel with people, we're ignoring the most important need. These people need forgiveness. People need to experience salvation and understanding what it means that they have eternal life. They have eternal life. It's hard for me. Because I see people every day that they're going to die and leave this world. And they're not going to make it into heaven. I just want to say today more than ever, right now is a time for the church to rise up and be the church. It's time for us to be the church that Jesus wanted us to be. Not what I want it to be, not what some other evangelist or whatever. It's about being what Jesus wanted the church to be. And that is to bring His name, the name above all names, to this lost and dying world, which stands for salvation. We got to put Jesus first in our life, first in our hearts, and first in our minds. We got to pray. We need to be praying and fasting for this world and for our nation and for our church, that we can stand strong. Amen. I'm not trying to tear anybody apart. I want you to leave here on fire for Him, for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I want you to leave here with your spirit overflowing. Amen? Because you know and believe in your heart, and you know for a fact that Jesus has given you salvation, and you're going to go to heaven, and that door is open for you. He says, I stand at the door and knock. And if you just open that door, it's open. So today, I want to pray. I want to call on the name of Jesus. I want to call on the name of Jesus to heal our nation, heal our people, heal our land. I want to confess that He is Lord. And when we leave here today, we leave with the power of Jesus on our tongues. We can share that with this world. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for sending salvation to us. Lord, let that name above all names, be in our hearts, be in our minds, be on the tip of our tongues, that we can share that with this lost and dying world. Let us never forget where salvation came from, and that one day every tongue will confess, every knee will bow, we'll all stand before You, before Him, and give an account for what we've done. Nobody is excluded from that. I just long to hear, "Welcome, good and faithful servant." I praise you, Jesus. I thank you. Heal this nation, Lord. Heal this nation, Lord. Strengthen your church. And I praise you in all things. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being on Zoom. I hope you are encouraged today. And I tell you, I hope you leave here better than you came. Amen. Amen.